Shishos Moronon Rabbonon Rabboisai. I would like to begin with a Karas HaToiv to the Borei Olam for giving us life, for granting us access to His heavenly wisdom by giving us the Torah, and for giving us at the Kollel the opportunity to engage in its study. If you look back at the last 2.5 years, you recognize and applaud the various people who have been instrumental in helping the Kollel since its inception. We thank Rabbi Kramer and the Orlando Torah Center for getting us started and for hosting us all these years. We are eternally grateful to you for this. We thank the Bernstein family, and more recently, Rabbi Yisrael Abasror and the KRN for so graciously providing a clutch solution for Night Seder during this tekufa. We thank our dear Shutfim, Mr. and Mrs. Meir Rosenwasser, your vision and perseverance, your constant encouragement and friendship have brought us to this point. We thank our dear Shutev from Sroy Levitansky for holding our hands every step of the way. I want to make note that 3 years is a chazakah, and you have been here all 3. We thank Rav Shui Gordon and his family for being such good friends. Rav Shui, you outdid yourself tonight. We thank and welcome Rabbi Naftali Kasorla to our team. You bring talent, energy, and excitement, all with chashivus and professionalism. We thank all of the matchers that have partnered with us. You have been the first to say, this is my kollel. You give us the strength and inspiration to continue. You should all see the bracha bestowed on those who connect themselves with the Torah. And finally, we thank our dear Yingalite. It is you that have spent countless hours in the Beis Medrash, toiling in the deep waters of the Holy Torah. It is you that have left the comforts of family and Jewish metropolis to make a difference. And what a difference you have made. In the second bracha of Shemoneh Esrei, we talk about Tchiyas HaMeisim. Hashem will revive the dead when Mashiach comes. Chazal tells us that this revival process is performed with Tal Tichye, a variation of Du that has the ability to revive. From where does Hashem procure this Tal, this Du? The Piyut on Rosh Hashanah tells us, Atumim lahachayos ketalalei shino, like the Du of sleep. And the Mefarshim explained that the Pshat, what's the Du of sleep? It comes from the Medrash that says that Hashem gets the dew from the mouth of someone who pushes himself to study the Torah, who toils in Torah. This is the transformative power of Yigiyas HaTorah. How many times does a Kol Yigurman have to fight off the fatigue of a sleepless night? He pushes himself to understand another Tosfos, another Dvar Hashem. And this push can be Mechaye Mesim. And if it can bring life to the dead, Kal V'Chomer can it bring life to the living. Allow me to demonstrate a few areas of this life-giving. Areas where our Kollel, Yungalite, have made a difference. We have seen Rabbi Wachman deliver pre-Yomtiv Shiurim, prepare boys for their bar mitzvah, laying the Parsha and the Haftarah flawlessly and beautifully, sometimes more than once in a Shabbos. He has written dozen Torah articles, including his famous Bima Notes column. He has adjusted who knows how many tefillin knots. And he has taught high school age boys in the local yeshivas. We have seen Rabbi Lipman deliver extracurricular shiurim to elementary school age boys. He has edited and published about a dozen Hameir La'aretz Torah newsletters. And he has started taking a more active role in the chinuch of our children. We have seen Rabbi Tepfer coordinated close to 50 Sunday morning breakfast chaburas. He has procured dozens of svarim to enhance our community and the kedusha of our community. And he's always there to greet everyone with a smile. Rabbi Carrigan is well known for inspiring and intriguing chavrusas in varied topics like Tanya and her tzaddik. He has expertly presented over a dozen Mekadshei HaChodesh chaburas. Rabbi Barak, we are waiting for the sefer. And he has inspired over 100 people to learn from Mem Initiative. What a creative and powerful idea. Rabbi Bernstein has said with his signature excitement, probably close to 800 dafyoymi shiurim. He has installed many mezuzahs in places that didn't have a mezuzah. Rabbi Yitzchak, you are one of the unsung heroes who notices a pirtza and quietly patches it. Rabbi Yitzchak assists in checking the Eruv weekly. He has arranged and procured funding for Orlando's first set of Masifta Shas. I want to take this opportunity to formally welcome our two newest members, both hand-picked to our kollel. Rabbi Shlomo Wolf has a sharp mind and contributes a glatt and persistent bikush ha'emes to our Beis Medrash. This bikush clearly guides him in every aspect of his avodah. And Rabbi Moshe Stern, who is already making inroads in our Beis Medrash for his kishrin, I'm not exaggerating when I say that he single-handedly raises the level of precision and depth achieved in our Beis Medrash. This is the kollel. This force injects life and kedusha into the very fabric of our tefillah. And last but not least, we express utmost appreciation to the Neshei HaKollel. The wives of our kollel members are all hardworking, devoted wives and mothers. You work tirelessly to ensure that our children are taken care of, grooming the future generation of Klal Yisrael. And most importantly, you are here to support us in our learning and grow. As was mentioned by Harav Uren Reich Shlita, you, the Neshei HaKollel, are the biggest supporters of Torah in the world. Shalomu Shalachem. The Mishnah Megillah tells us, Ezehu Yir Gedoyla, a big city is a city that has Asara Baklonim. Rabbeisai, our city has Asara Baklonim. Basara Baklonim means 10 people that sit in the shul the whole day and are engaged in the pursuit of Torah study. That makes our city an Yir Gedoyla, a significant city. But what does a city look like when it doesn't have 10 people that are engaged in Avodas Hashem? In Parshas Vayera, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Avram Avinu, if there would be 10 people in Sidoim, that bin Asasi as Kol Ha'ir Bavuroi, if there would be 10 tzaddikim, then I would save the city. But if there wouldn't be 10 tzaddikim that are sitting and holding the Keshet HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then we have a Sidoim. Rabbeisai, one need not look far to see that the world around us is coming closer and closer to Sedoim. As Rav Neuberger, my dear uncle, mentioned over Shabbos, the Arboim Shana Akut Bedar, the 40 years before Mashiach that are full of confusion. So much confusion, so much hate, so much degeneration of the values that not long ago were part of the fabric of society. I know it's Florida, but still. How can we protect our city? How can we protect our children? How can we protect ourselves? The Pasuk in Tehillim, David HaMelech tells us, Im Hashem lo yishmar ir, shav shakad shomer. That if Hashem doesn't protect the city, then all of the security agencies in the world are vain, are worthless. Rabbi said the only way to protect the city is with Hashem. And where does Hashem reside? It says in Chazal that when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, Eilon LaKadosh Baruch Hu Ba'olamai Elol Dalet Amos Shel Halacha Lovad. By creating a Makom Torah, we are inviting Hashem into our community. And that gives us the Shmira. That gives us the Im Hashem Shomer, Im Hashem Yishmor Ir. This is why we need a Kollel. The Kollel, our Kollel, was essentially gifted to the Orlando community for a 3-year pilot program. This pilot program, or experiment, if you may, was sponsored by people both in Orlando and abroad who deeply believe in the Kollel movement that has swept across the country. That experiment tonight, and the next few weeks, the next few months, has to morph into a decision. We have till the end of the year, Rabbi Say. This experiment has to morph into a decision. The goal of tonight's event and the campaign over the next few days is for us to achieve the confidence that we so sincerely wish for, that Orlando's decision is yes, we want a Kollel. In order to do so, one thing must happen. We need each individual in the Orlando Jewish community to say loud and clear, this is my Kollel. The Kollel is not just something nice that exists, but it is something that I deeply identify as mine. What happens when a Kollel becomes my Kollel? When a Kollel is my Kollel, then I take responsibility that it succeeds. I offer whatever available resources I have, whether it's time, skills, or funds, so that the Kollel can operate. How do we make this happen? It doesn't seem possible. Allow me to share one thought, and with that I'll close. I want to share a yisoid that is well known from Rav Noach Weinberg, but it's not well known enough. Rav Noach says that there are 5 levels of pleasure. The lowest level is physical pleasure. For example, the pleasure of eating ice cream. The next level is social, emotional pleasure. For example, the pleasure of eating ice cream with friends. What's more geschmack? Eating ice cream or eating ice cream with friends? The highest level of spiritual pleasure, says Rav Noach, is spiritual pleasure. That's the highest level of pleasure. This is not a Jewish thing. This is universal. It's the pleasure, he calls it, the encounter with God. This, Rabbosai, is the pleasure of doing the right thing. Let me give you a mashal. Let me give you an example to illustrate this. There was a fellow who was a lifeguard from California. And he wanted, every year he went on a vacation. So he went to New York City for a vacation. And he wanted to go on the Circle Line. So anyone here from New York, there's something called the Circle Line. It's a cruise ship that goes around the East River, around Manhattan. He's there on vacation. There's a large fellow leaning over the railing on the boat. The lifeguard sees him and he's like, I don't know. He's leaning a little too far. He falls into the water. Now, the East River, it's not a fun place to be. It's smelly, it's dirty, it's awful. And this guy's on vacation, he's off duty. But he pushes himself and he decides, I'm going to jump in and I'm going to save him. He jumps into the water of the East River and he struggles. And he works and he pushes himself and he saves this guy. As he pulls him onto the shore, he falls into a faint and he's brought into an inner city hospital. Several hours later, he awakes He wakes up in the bed and he sees around him, there's a woman and five children. And they tell him, that was our father, that was our husband, you saved his life. This is the most intense, joyful moment of this fellow's life. He saved the life of seven people. Fast forward many years, this lifeguard is sitting on his deathbed. He's thinking back of his life's accomplishments. What does he remember? He remembers the intense joy of that moment when he saved the life of seven people. Says Reb Noyach, this is the pleasure of spirituality. An encounter with God. When you do the right thing, there is nothing more pleasurable. Rabbi Isai, what will you look back at? After 120, what will you look back at? I know that someone who's meyaseh the kollel will look back and say, I built the kollel. I brought Torah. The intense joy of creating a spiritual haven in a city, that you will look back at. How much do we invest monthly in subscriptions for entertainment? If that is what you invest in level one, how much more so you should invest in level five? Let's each make the statement that this is my kollel. It can mean I will become a monthly donor. It can mean I will become an ambassador and share with friends and family how this kollel can and does change my life. And if you're not going to do it for yourself, do it for your children. Our young ones, more than anything, are being born into a society devoid of direction. We must create a community culture that creates clear Torah values. My dear friends, I know we need Hashem's help. He wants to help. Let us take a few moments. We will dim the lights. Is there a shawl here? We will dim the lights and all quietly daven. Let's daven for success. Let's daven for each other. Let's daven for clarity. Let's daven for safety for all of our brethren. And may I add for Fushlem, for Shein Rachel, it's Hashem. Let's daven for Shalom and let's daven for Mashiach. May He come speedily in our days.
Thank you. We saw Hashem.